Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet. At the very bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at Mishnah Gimel and indeed Mishnah Dalet of the fourth Perek. Ve'eledvarim she'ein chayavin aleihem et mishum pigul. The following are things that are invulnerable to pigul, and we'll see why right away. Hakometz ve'haktoret ve'halavona. So the kometz and the levona, of course, are things that are matir the mincha. The ktoret itself is not necessarily matir anything, but it has no matirim. Minchat kohen, minchat kohen mashiach. These are menachot that are all burnt up. Therefore, their offering is matir nothing. V'hadam, and dam, of course, is matir, but nothing is matir it. V'hanesachim abayin bifnei atzman, divrei Meir. Meir says that if a person volunteers to bring nesachim, then they are not matir anything else, and nothing is matir them, and therefore they're not liable for, they're not attached to, pigul. Chachamim disagree and say, since you could bring a nesachim that come with a behemah, as per Parshat Nesachim in Bamidbar Tatvav, you could bring the behemah today and then nesachim in a week, therefore no pigul, because even if in reality you brought it late, it's not a violation, therefore machshevet pigul, it doesn't count. Now, log shemen shel metzorah. What about the log of oil that goes on the metzorah's ear, etc.? Shimon omer ein chayvin alav mishum pigul. Pigul can't attach. Meir omer chayvin alav mishum pigul. Why? Shadam ha'asham matiro. It can only go on him once the dam ha'asham has gone on him first. V'chol sheish lo matirin bein l'adam bein l'mizbeach. Anything, and here's the rule, that is the object or the consequence of matirin, whether it is a matir la adam or matir la mizbeach, chayvin alav mishum pigul. That's what Meir's formulation. Now, the next Mishnah, ha'ola. We're going to give four examples of things that are subject to pigul because of things that are mutar as a result of them. Dama matir et besara la mizbeach ve'ora la kohanim. Meaning, the ola is subject to pigul because something else is matir it. The dam of the ola is matir the meat to go up on the Mizbeach, and the pelts go to the Kohanim. Olata'of, which don't have pelts, Tamam Matir B'sara L'Mizbeach. What about Chatata'of, which is all eaten? Tamam Matir B'sara L'Kohanim, eating. Parim Anisufim, Anisufim, Anisufim. What about those that are brought inside and are burnt outside? The answer is Tamam Matir T'Emurim L'Karev, but the Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach, and without the Dam, he can't do that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and we saw this much earlier, kol she'ino ala mizbeach ke'achitzon kishlamim, anything that's not brought on the outer mizbeach, like shlamim are brought, ein chayavin ala mishum pigul, pigul doesn't attach, because after all, the pasuk about pigul is a pasuk that starts with the discussion of shlamim, and it's in the middle of the discussion of shlamim. Okay, Amar Ula. Kometz pigul she'lo al gabay mizbeach. Again, a strange statement that he makes. If you take a kometz of mincha, and it's pigul, meaning you intended to burn it a week from now, or to have it eaten a while from now, and you put it on the mizbeach, paka pigul amenu. It's not pigul anymore, it's gone. Imacherim yivile de pigul. What's his argument? If it can make other things pigul, hu atzma lo kol shekein, can it make itself? Which, of course, is backwards argument, because he's arguing that it should be pigul. Now, my kamar, what is it? What is he saying? Hachi kamar, let's decipher it. Im eino mitkabel, if it's not acceptable as a kometz, how could it cause other things to be pigul? In other words, if you take the kometz and you intend that this mincha will be eaten in a week, and you put it up on the mizbeach, if the kometz is not accepted, then how could the rest of the mincha be called a pigul? It can't. And therefore, this haktara has to be proper, which means the kometz itself is no longer pigul. The mincha is, but not the rest of it, but not the shiraim are, but not this. Now, my kamashpon, what is it that he is teaching then? In that case, what he's saying is fairly obvious. If he's just telling me that you're not chayiv for eating the kometz, Tanina, that's our Mishnah. Hakometz, the first part of our Mishnah. The first item is kometz. Ella must be teaching something else. We have later on in Zvachim, Mishnayot discuss, if something goes on the Mizbeach errantly, it shouldn't have been up there. In certain cases, we leave it up there. So perhaps he's teaching that if a kometz of pigul is put up by accident, leave it there. So Tanina, we already have a Mishnah for that. Halan vayotzei havatameh v'shinishchat chutz lizmano. There we go. V'chutz limkomo. Himalu lo yerdu. So those violations, including pigul, if they're put up on the Mizbeach, leave them there. Veladim yardu ya'alu. What if you think that if they fell off after being put on, you should put them back? Hanami tanina. We actually have a bright that says that's not true. And it's the Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. Kashem she'imalu lo yardu, kach im yardu lo ya'alu. So these things that if they went up, they don't get taken down, but if they fell off, you don't put them back. So lo tzvicha shemashlabayna ur. Talking about a case where the fire really grabbed hold of this kometz. So Hanami Amra Ulacha Azimna. Ula said that already once. In other words, when the fire really took hold of the comets and had really been partially burnt, then if it fell off, you do put it back. But Ular said that to Amar Ula, Lo Shanu Ela Shalom Ashtab Ben Aur. That Mishnah that said, Im Yardu Lo Ya'alu, that's only if that piece of meat, of the lan or the yotze, whatever, had not been really gotten into the fire. Amar Ashtab Ben Aur Ya'alu, but if the fire really got into it, you put it back. Saha maurate mahani mili aver. That might only apply to a limb. The machaber, because it's all one unit. A limb is a single unit. So if part of it got burnt, you'd say the whole thing really was ba'ur. Aval kometz to mifrat emalo. But kometz is granular. All the grains are separate. So therefore, I might think that some of the grains got burnt, but the ones that fell off, not. Kamash malan, you put it back up. So that's what Ula is teaching. That if you had a kometz pigul and you put it up and it, part of it fell off, as long as part of it that didn't fall off, or even the part that fell off had already been kind of touched by the fire, or taken by the fire, you put it back up. Rav Achai Hilkach. So Rav Achai said, as a result of that, a high kometz pigul de palge machi da ara. Now he's taking it one step further. If you have a kometz pigul and half of it you left on the ground, a palge askim amaracha, and the other half you put up, which means the other half was never up, and the fire got to the top half, the part that's on top. Lechatchila, we put the other half that's on the ground. Now that the half on top has got hit by the fire, we put the other half off because the entire up because the entire kometz is one single unit. Okay, Miyatzak of Rabbi Yochanan. Another strange statement. Hapigul manotav atame, the famous threesome, which is pigul intending to do it late. Notar, it is left over or something became tame. Piece of meat. She'alan the gamay mizbeach. If they're put on the mizbeach, paka isur mehen. The isur is gone. What's they gone on the mizbeach? Rav Chista, Mari Deche. What kind of statement is this? Mizbeach mikvah tahara? Is mizbeach a mikvah? He puts something up there and becomes tahor? Rabbi Zeira, Shemesh Labano, or Rabbi Zeira says, we're talking about a case where the fire got to the meat. And Rabbi Yitzchak Barbista, he challenged him. He says, that doesn't work. Why? Because, as we're going to see in the next podcast, when discussing, what the pasuk, v'tumato alav, is referring to, whether it's tumat haguf or tumat basar, meaning a person who's tameh or the meat is tameh, you get karet for eating it, acherim omrim v'tumato alav, misha tuma porachat mimenu. It's only talking about somebody who has tuma on him, meaning tuma that could fly off of him. Yatsa basar shein tuma porachat mimenu. So it can't be referring to tuma on the basar. This is one of four different opinions of how to interpret v'tumato alav is about people and not about the meat. So therefore, it can't be talking about basar because the tumah can never leave basar. And if you're right, Rabbi Yochanan, that the minute you put a tameh piece on the mizbeach and the fire gets to it, it's gone. Tumah can go. So Amar Rav, Rava says, "Alide mikvah kamrinan." What the brayta meant, what Acherim meant, was mishu tumah parachet menu b'mikvah, not b'fire, not b'esh. So midi mikvah ktiv, but it didn't say mikvah there anywhere. Our Papa Basar Shlamim Askinan. The pasuk Vayikra Zayin is talking about Shlamim. Shlamim, the meat that we're talking about being tamei doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's eaten by you. Lochazi l'akravas. There's nothing that can be fix it. This meat really doesn't have an out. The mikvah's not going to help, and the fire is not going to affect it. It's not going on the mizbeach. Ravina Amar, he has a different take. But tumato alav meaning misha tuma parachet menukshu shalem. Tumato alav means the tumas on him. And it could leave him while he's still who he is. Yatzah basar davar she'ein tumah parachet kshu shalim elok shu chaser. That excludes basar, which even if you accept Rabbi Yochanan's principle that basar tameh can have its tumah fly off of it, that can only happen when it's cut up and burnt on the mizbeach, not when it is in its original form or even the form that it was that it became tameh. Remember, it became tameh earlier, then you put on the mizbeach and now it's all burnt up, meaning its tumah left when it changed form. As opposed to a person who is the same person he is, went into the mikvah, and now he's tahor. Okay, we'll pick it up, and in the next podcast, analyze that brayta, and we're going to see the four different opinions about how to interpret v'tumato alav. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.